Exactly right, yeah. We've spent less than $1 million Canadian acquiring this project, advancing it, exploring it, and getting a drill permit. If all of this happens and all of these options are exercised, it's $58 million Canadian cash coming to us. But that's not it. That's not everything. We've got a 1% royalty as well. No matter what happens, there's a 1% royalty. So if it goes all the way, they exercise all the options, they make a discovery, $58 million cash coming into the company, but then you've got money coming in on the royalty, and that's valuable. Either you're selling it pre-production, or you're keeping it for the royalty revenue, or some combination thereof. But these become very, very big numbers very quickly when discoveries are made. And that's what's so interesting about companies like us. There's so many opportunities for discovery. You really only need one of these to work, and this is a completely different company.
Keith Henderson, Latin Metals. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Andy. Nice to be here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor. I started buying this the stock and the company. It's been about I'm an early I'm not an early investor, I'm a late investor. It's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. I met Keith at the 25 Rule Symposium, and then re-met him and dropped an interview with
Yeah.
you at the 26 Rule Symposium, and that's what pushed me over the edge in putting my own skin in the game here. So, Keith, you've had some great news hit. I am really, really happy, but let's start with that. Tell me about the news.
Yeah, we've got a project in Peru called Laxa. It's a porphyry exploration project. And what we announced today is that we're making a deal with a private Peruvian mining company called Minsur. That company name may not be entirely familiar to everyone that's listening, but in Peru, well known, very well respected, and very successful mining company. And to my experience, they've been a great company to deal with so far. This project is something that we generated internally, so from nothing essentially. We find some property that we're interested in, we acquire it, we go there, we do some work, and this is something that became very, very interesting the more we did. And we actually ended up spending close to 900,000 Canadian dollars on this project, which for reference is kind of a lot for us. Usually we spend quite a bit less than that, but this was an interesting one, and we've held it for a few years. We've taken it through most of the surface exploration, and we've taken it through drill permitting as well, which made it very attractive to a partner. Minsur are working in the area. So immediately to the north of our project and contiguous is a joint venture between Newmont and Minsur, where Minsur are the 75% holder, having earned that interest, and Newmont 25%. And now they're moving south into our property. So the deal is this. It's an option agreement to get an initial 75%. They drill 60,000 meters of drilling over 6 years. And it's hard to estimate exactly what that's going to cost them, but I would work out that that would be approximately $40 million of Canadian dollars expenditure. And that's assuming $450 US per meter as a kind of an all-in cost. So that's a very, very significant investment. Once they exercise the option for 75%, they then have an additional option to buy the remaining 25%, taking 100% of the project. And you might wonder why I would do something like that. This is a porphyry project, so it's going to be very, very expensive. If we're successful here in finding something, and it's a significant porphyry and it's going to be developed, capital expenditure is going to be wild. And so, as a small prospect generator, there's not a chance that we're hanging in for 25%. So these guys have got an opportunity to buy out the other 25%, and that's predetermined. So that's 20 million US dollars cash,
Coming to
Canadian.
you.
If they do it, Canadian 28 million, and that leaves us with a 2% royalty, and that's great because that's where we're going. We're a prospect generator. We want to be a royalty company. So 2% NSR is fantastic. They have a limited time, 3 years, to decide whether they want to buy half of that 2% royalty, in which case we would be down to 1%, and that's predetermined as well, and that's 20 million US dollars again. Canadian, $28 million. And that leaves us with 1% royalty, which we can monetize part of it or all of it, selling a pre-production royalty. We can keep all of it and have the revenue. All of the options will be in front of us. But this is massively significant for us. Like this is what every prospect generator dreams of. You come up with a project out of nowhere that nobody has ever looked at before in the and you acquire it, you do a little bit of work, it looks fantastic, you get a drill permit, and you get a deal like this. If everything happens here, if they exercise the 75%, if they buy the 25%, if they take the 1% royalty option, $42.5 million coming to us. Sorry, there's also cash coming to us, which I didn't mention, about $2.5 million. So that's great. That's basically a $58 million Canadian dollar deal. We're a Canadian company. So $58 million from an investment of less than $1 million.
Yeah,
Doesn't get any better,
it
plus the
doesn't get any
royalty.
better. Pardon me for interrupting you, but there's a lot to unpack there. If I can ask some questions on
Yeah, go
that.
for it.
And yeah, and clarity, you said Newmont. Can you work that out a little bit more for me? How are they involved in that it's the
So
biggest
they're not
miner
involved
in the
in this,
world, or the
but
biggest gold miner in the world, but go ahead.
so they're not directly involved in this, but the project to the north basically was the discovery made by Newmont,
I see.
which was never publicly disclosed. And then Minster optioned that property from Newmont, and they earned a 75% interest. Newmont still retains 25%, and that's a joint venture that's just going forward.
Yep, got it.
Our property's to the south, and it's Minster that's coming to us now and saying, okay, we now understand this property to the north. We've been drilling, we've been working here for years. They come and look at our property and they go, okay, we want to acquire this. And that was the most exciting period for me during this entire process because of all the people in the world, Minster were the only people in this region that really knew what they're looking for. And they came to our property and came looking for a deal, which means they saw what they're looking for. And that filled me with joy. That means there's something in this property that these guys really believe could be a significant discovery, and that's very exciting.
Yeah, okay, so you see me smiling and I got it with what you just said. So what yes, that is very significant, and as an investor it made me laugh. So fantastic to you, fantastic to me as a shareholder. So very well done. You said a couple of other things too, prospect generator. I'm started to it's been about 2 years, fall in love with the model.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are. And I'll unpack that a little bit more and correct me if I'm wrong, Keith, for my audience here is what I like about that is you do some exploring, you start it out and then you really get acquired. What I love about that is because that's cash bird in hand and you don't dilute the share price, in the prospect generator model. Correct me if I'm wrong and fill in any blanks.
Yeah, it's a portfolio or approach to exploration. It generates multiple shots on goal for the shareholders. We are basically, to put it most simply, we're diluting at the asset level rather than diluting the shareholders. So rather
Yes.
than raising $20-30 million and going to explore, we're doing very little of that. Somebody else is spending that money. We do dilute at the asset level, but the shareholders, as they buy the shares, they know where they stand. For sure, we've raised money over the years, Andy. Like it's taken us 5 years to put this company together to get all of these projects in place and get them to the stage where they're being optioned out to partners. But we didn't raise a lot of money. Like on average, every year we were raising $1.3 million. That's nothing compared to what an
Yeah.
average exploration company does. But
Right.
much more importantly, we think we've reached the point where we are self-sustaining, and that means every time we get a partnership, we've got money coming in from that partner. Lots of stuff going on here. We've got some marketable securities. We've got all kinds of reasons why we never have to go back to cash.
Right.
We don't have to raise money. It's a very brave thing for me to say. And I should point out that I can't guarantee that I'm 100% right on this. Like you
Of
never know
course.
what's around the corner. And my statement relies on a couple of things, such as we're trading, let's say, mid-20s to 30 cents. We've got 15-cent warrants. I'm banking on those warrants coming in September, and that's part of my working capital. If they
Right.
do come in, I'm not going back to market. It's as simple as that. But
Understood.
it's really it's a multiplier effect for a shareholder. Like we with this deal announced, we've got three separate partners, and we've got more partners coming. Every dollar we spend, we've got multiple dollars being spent by other people. And my big announcement this year has been that we're at that point where we're ready for partners. We're at the point where by the end of this year, I'm planning to have all of our existing projects optioned out to partners. And this is the first deal that we're announcing this year, but clearly I believe that there's more to come. And as we get these things finalized and get them announced, hopefully there's going to be more announcements in that regard. And that's going to be bringing lots of investment into the company.
Yeah, understood. And I want to get to that point in a second as well. But so I understand you correctly. This was, and this, it's every junior's dream really to get acquired, right? And you do this, it's structured in a way where, again, it's a portfolio approach where the projects get acquired and it's highly unlikely that you have to issue more shares to raise more capital. The caveat is that, yeah, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but the structure is to really protect shareholders while still getting the upside of a project being acquired. Keith, let me ask that question. If I want to make sure I heard you right, this was $1 million of capital spent with a potential of $50 million upside if everything gets exercised and taken over. Was that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we've spent less than $1 million Canadian acquiring this project, advancing it, exploring it, and getting a drill permit. If all of this happens and all of these options are exercised, it's $58 million Canadian cash coming to us. But that's not it. That's not everything. We've got a 1% royalty as well. No matter what happens, there's a 1% royalty. So if it goes all the way, they exercise all the options, they make a discovery. $58 million cash coming into the company, but then you've got money coming in on the royalty, and that's valuable. Either you're selling it pre-production, or you're keeping it for the royalty revenue, or some combination thereof. But these become very, very big numbers very quickly when discoveries are made, and that's what's so interesting about companies like us. There's so many opportunities for discovery. You really only need one of these to work, and this is a completely different company.
Keith, you're making me smile, Keith. I get it, man. That's a beautiful thing. Okay, so you mentioned that more news should be dropping over the next several months, or I should say a few months until the end of the year. Walk me through what you can talk about, what you can talk about through that, and why investors should be paying attention.
Yeah, the trickiest thing that I ever face really sitting in this seat is that I do all of the work together with my VPX on the projects. We acquire, we explore, then we start getting in touch with all the potential partners. And that's most of the major mining companies in the world. We talk to many of the mid-tier mining companies, which is really often the sweet spot for us, and in some cases, junior companies as well. Even when we get to the point of making a deal, there's really nothing I can say about it until all the lawyers have sat down for 2 or 3 months to think about what this deal is going to actually look like on paper, until it's signed. And like, you know how this goes, it just takes time. And so I can tell people that I want to have all my projects optioned out by the end of the year. I can't really tell you much more about what those terms look like, or who the partners might be, or even whether that will definitely happen. But I feel relatively confident, given the state of the conversation that I'm in with various partners, that we can get there and within that kind of timescale. Once all of those projects are out, we remain in our growth cycle. And what's interesting about prospect generators is there's no limit to potential growth, because the money you're spending every year, our entire expenditure, January to December, for everything, is basically $3 million. And it never
I'm laughing because
increases,
that's
and it never
crazy.
decreases. I know, but
It's
once
crazy
every project
leverage.
we have got is with a partner, that frees up cash for us to now bring new acquisitions in to do the same thing again, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. So all of these projects that are being advanced by partners, we are now bringing in more projects and more partners. So it keeps on growing. It doesn't cost any more money. It doesn't require us to go back to the market. If you're a shareholder today, you're just going to sit and watch this. You're going to watch it until one of these projects is spectacularly successful. And then you've got something completely different on your hands. And how happy are you going to be?
Yeah, I'll be laughing, falling over then. So, fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about share structure, your current share structure. Tell me about that. How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted? And I will name drop this. Jeff Phillips, my friend, is an investor in you, and he actually put me on to you guys. And he is so keen and important. What's important to him is share structure because he doesn't want to be diluted since he's a shareholder. Talk to me about that, your share structure and the tightness or lack thereof that you have.
It's tight. There's 138 million shares issued and outstanding. Had market conditions been a little better over the last few years, we had aimed for that to be around 80 million. But
Still
it's not
relatively
quite
tight
that
for
good.
me.
But
I
it's
mean,
okay. So it's
yeah.
138 fully diluted, 172, and that's the share structure. And if we don't have to go back to market, that doesn't change. We got 43% sitting with management and board. We've got 9.9 something percent sitting with Jeff, who you just mentioned, and Rick Rule, two significant shareholders and two fans of the prospect generator model in general. So we sit among a portfolio of companies that both of those guys are deeply involved with and supporting. And then, so that takes up a little over 50. And then we got another 20% sitting fairly closely among brokers and people that are close with the company. And yeah, I guess that's a float of around 25%, if you're lucky, maybe 20%. So yeah, it's tight, but it trades, it's nice. It's trading on a good day, 300,000 or 400,000 shares, on a bad day, 150,000 shares. So that's a liquidity that I'm pretty happy with
Yeah, I'd be very happy
for
with that.
prospect generator.
So, Keith. If people want to do more due diligence on you, and again, none of this is also this is not to all my viewers and audience. This is not a rec none of this is a recommendation. And these people, everybody involved, do your own due diligence. This is not recommendation. But Keith, give us your website and give us your ticker symbols, and the exchanges that you're traded on.
We're on the TSX. Symbol is LMS. The website is latinmetals.com, but there's a hyphen between Latin and metals, just to keep everybody on their toes. We have a VP investor relations called Alicia Patterson. And if you email Alicia at latinmetals.com, she'll be happy to engage with you and either have an extensive discussion with you, or if necessary, and it's always possible to arrange a meeting directly with me. The only way people get to know about the company is if we take time to talk to people and make sure they understand. We're happy to answer questions. This is not a company with skeletons in the closet, but I do understand that people need to do their due diligence. Something important that I always tell people is that from a property and exploration due diligence perspective, the fact that we get senior major mining companies taking on our projects. In each case, when a company comes and takes a project, that's kind of like having your due diligence done for you. You don't have to waste a whole lot of brain power on a project if a company like, for example, AngloGold Ashanti has just taken on the project and has got a 5 million ounce discovery target. Then you don't know if they're going to be successful, but you know that there's an opportunity and you know that the potential is there, and that's really the best that you can do for yourself with exploration. So the exploration due diligence side with the prospect generator company specifically is kind of taken care of. The rest of the due diligence is the company, the management team, and those are the things that investors need to satisfy themselves on. And we're happy to answer questions and help people get there.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Keith, enjoyed my time with you. Love to get you on again the show again soon to get an update and also to learn more about what you guys got going on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully there'll be quite a few more opportunities between now and the holidays to discuss news releases and announcements. Yeah, look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thanks so much. Cheers.